And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming up this Friday and Saturday in Natchitoches in the Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University is the 35th annual Louisiana Folk Festival. And with me this morning in our Knoll Foundation studios is Shane Rasmussen, the director of the Louisiana Folklife Center and an assistant professor of English at Northwestern State University. And along with his daughter, Audrey, who is with us this morning as well. She's 10 years old. Welcome, folks.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello.
And she's a tad bit shy as well. So, Shane, thanks for stopping by today. Tell me, this year's theme is the Tricentennial of Natchitoches,
yeah,
celebrating Louisiana's folk heritage. Can you share a little bit, one, about the history of Natchitoches and how you are going to be celebrating the unique culture of this particular region of our state?
You bet. You know, St. Denis came in the winter of 1713, 1714, and they set up a trading post on the Red River. And, you know, Natchitoches is a wonderful place. You know, it remains the largest parish in Louisiana. And you have a tremendous ethnic mix because the people, you know, they grew up together, and so we had the French, the Spanish, and the Native American, and then the African American as well, and everyone has, in a sense, these cultures have remained unique, and yet there's a lively, you might say, trading back and forth. You know, people like to use the word, you know, a kind of a communal cultural gumbo, and look at gumbo itself as such a mix, a hybrid. Right. You know, to make a good gumbo, you have to have those elements of Native American and Spanish and French, and you put them all together, and pretty soon you've got this thing that just smells so good. And that's kind of like the culture of Louisiana. I mean, we have, and the festival is reflective of that. It's not just the people in Natchitoches, but in a sense, it's all of Northwest Louisiana.
Right.
You know, because there are so many people here that cherish that heritage. And there are people here that, you know, that come into this area and they get transplanted here and they learn about the rich history and heritage. And then they become, I think, a little bit at first confused, and then they embrace because they realize just how rich the culture here is.
Now, I think some people, when they think of Creole culture, they typically think of the very southern part of Louisiana, but it does extend all the way through the state, does it not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, the Creole Heritage Center is right downstairs on the first floor of Kaiser on the NSU campus. For example, Goldman Thibodeau, he plays the old French Creole la-la music, and in some respects, he's one of the last people that plays that music. You know, he's coming with his band, the Lautel Playboys, and, you know, that culture is, you might say, vibrant, mm-hmm, because there are so many people that are invested in making sure that they stayed tied to their roots. Right. You know, Creoles are spread all around the U.S. You know, there are some Creole magazines that have a national outreach, right, and these folks know who they are, and they're proud of it.
Now, this year's honorary chair of the festival is going to be somebody known to both country and rockabilly fans, especially around Louisiana, and that's the Louisiana rockabilly artist Al Ferrier. Can you give us some background on his life and influence on Louisiana music?
You know, Al was born in Montgomery, which is, I guess, about 15 miles from Natchitoches. He lives in Natchitoches now. He's a longtime Natchitoches resident. In fact, he cut an album with the Natchitoches live at the Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival.
Oh, really?
Yeah, years ago. Okay. And so he's not new to the festival. People in Natchitoches know him and love him because he stuck close to his roots as well. You know, he quit school at 13 to take up logging, but also you know, he's played with so many legends around Louisiana. And, you know, what Al Ferrier, what he does best is, in a sense, blend that rock and roll and country together, right, and that rockabilly sound that is eminently danceable. And, you know, so many of the folks that are coming to this festival come from those rural roots. You know, Jeffrey Broussard mm-hmm, and the Creole Cowboys, his family were sharecroppers. You know, Joel Saunier, he's going to be here as well with Cajun Pride. He also was the son of sharecroppers. So you've got these people that know, in a sense, what it's like to have hard times. They know what it's like to rise above them, right, and they did that through their culture, through their music, and in a sense, it invigorates us all.
They even know what it's like to enjoy life through hard times.
Yes. Yes.
And that's what I think is reflective in much of this music that comes from these folks who literally come from, you know, as you say, sharecropper backgrounds, very poor backgrounds, and yet they still had a festive life. They knew how to live it up on what they had.
And, you know, that's one of the things we're trying to do at the festival this year, and increasingly more as time goes on. We're trying to break down the artificial boundaries between audience and artist, and
right.
this false dichotomy, because it's all Louisiana's culture, and all of us that are in Louisiana know that this is what we need to have to keep us alive and well. And so, I mean, there's a lot more to living than eating some really good red beans and rice. It's a thing of the soul.
Yeah.
And so, for example, this year, we're going to have two free workshops for festival attendees. The first one is an accordion workshop. Bring your own accordion. It's going to be taught by Jeffrey Broussard and Goldman Thibodeau, master accordionists. And, you know, and it's going to be followed by an informal jam session. And whatever skill level you're at, you know, bring your own accordion. And it should be tuned to C or D, and all skill levels welcome, and you're going to have a great time.
Now, you also have a workshop on what they call ham bone.
Can yes.
you explain that for those who may not know what ham bone is?
No, no problem. Ed Huey is going to teach that. And again, that's free. Come to the festival. And this is for all ages. And even if you know nothing about it, it's not important. It's basically using your body as a percussive instrument. And so it's making the rhythms happen with your hands on your body. And then it's accompanied by a kind of rhythmic shout out. Mm-hmm. And it's usually led by a performer, and then the group follows that leader with not only with their voices, but with their bodies. So it's really cool. Kids love it.
And really, this kind of, you know, falls into that. No matter what your income level is, if you want to make music, you're going to find a way to make music. You'll find pots and pans. You'll string up a cigar box with a stick on it and create a diddly bow, as some folks used to call it, and make cool music, really interesting music. And a lot of our blues and heritage that comes from Americana music comes from that extreme poverty level.
Yeah, in fact, one of the best musicians I've heard in Louisiana plays a one-string guitar.
Yeah.
And you would never know. It sounds so full. He gets such a real mm-hmm. just the rhythmic sound that he makes with that is incredible.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing to watch somebody on a diddly bow or a get Joe or
it's amazing,
or a one stringer or a cigar box guitar. They're
yeah.
called that in some areas of the country as well. And they literally string throughout the nation.
Yeah.
You can find the history of these things. So now participating in this is also going to be another workshop, and it's about blues in the Delta. So can you tell us a little bit about the background of that?
You bet. You know, Hardrick Rivers, but also there's a fantastic blues band that I was unaware of until recently, and we have them coming to the festival this year, Jeffrey LeBlanc and the Delta Drifters.
Oh.
And they play, I'm not sure how to describe it, almost like black coffee blues. It's very straightforward. It's a little rougher edged, but, you know, and it's extremely honest. And it's just a joy to hear, because, you know, every one of us has had a hard day. And when you hear this, you just go, oh, yeah, this fella knows where it's at. But he also knows that he's not going to let those blues overcome him. So it's not wallowing in the blues. It's recognizing that life can be hard, and then it's getting over it. You know, it's like drinking that cup of black coffee and going, you know what? Whew. It's just drinking that and going, you know what? I'm going to go on with this day.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be Hardrick Rivers also, and he is a longtime Nacogdoches resident also. So and they're going to be talking about the blues from a variety of different perspectives and ethnicities as well.
Now, you're going to be inducting not only Al in the Hall of Master Folk Artists this year. Who are the other inductees in the Hall of Fame there?
It's going to be Jeffrey Broussard of Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, and Joelle Sonnier, who is a tremendous cultural ambassador for the Cajun culture throughout Louisiana and really internationally. You know, he has several country hits as well as Cajun hits. And, you know, the great thing about Joelle, this man plays. I mean, if you've ever seen him play, it's like lightning on a stage.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up there and, you know, he does not rest on his laurels. He is there to keep the house rolling and get the people dancing, and it's a dynamo to see him perform.
Now, as part of this as well, you're going to have some other workshops, and one of them that caught my eye was a workshop on the legacy of Clementine Hunter.
another longtime Natchitoches resident who really got her start, then stayed, you know, even though she had great success as an artist and even some international acclaim. You know, you can see her work in the Louvre, you know, in Paris, you know, it's just amazing. Tommy Whitehead, who is the preeminent expert on her life and her work, will be giving that workshop. He supplied her with her art supplies for years because he wanted to make sure that she would continue what he recognized. You know, she is one of the most talented self-taught painters America has ever seen. And she painted that which she saw in her life. And so you've got all these rural life scenes, and she infuses them with her own distinctive character. She certainly has. And it grew throughout her life. She has a distinctive look. When you see a Clementine, you know it's a Clementine.
Right, yep.
And, in fact, she is such a voice for those people that, you know, you see not only Clementines everywhere, you know, and you know, she has such a distinctive vision that when people, when they see her, they think Natchitoches, they think Northwest Louisiana, because she caught that culture so well.
Right. And for those who love good food, you're also going to have a little thing on the Natchitoches regional cuisine. Can you tell us about what that regional cuisine is?
Well, everyone knows about the Natchitoches meat pies.
Yeah.
Which, if you've ever had one, you want another one. You know, we're going to have F.J. Delphin, who is just a fantastic person to come in, because he knows probably more about how to do a good cochon de lait than anyone that I know. And you know, where you roast the pig,
right?
And you do that in a smokehouse, and that smoke rises and makes that such a sweet meat. And he'll go out and they'll trap it, and then they'll feed it corn and clean it out, so it's just a sweet meat. And he knows all about that. But of course, we're going to talk about other things such as the tamales and other regional foods, and also filet. You know, John Colson goes out and he makes that filet. He harvests those sassafras leaves, he dries them up, and then he pounds them. And when that wonderfully aromatic green powder comes floating up out of that root where he's pounding, you haven't smelled filet till you've smelled that.
One of the things that you're going to be doing this year as well is something on the Caddo Crafts. Can you tell us about Caddo Crafts?
You bet. You know, in addition to blues, bluegrass, country, Cajun, rockabilly, Zydeco, we've also got the Caddo Culture Club going to join us from Oklahoma. And they are great. You know, so it's going to be a drum, and it's going to be Native American songs, and as well, dancers. And these dances are also sometimes invitational, so members of the audience can participate and join. And that session on Caddo Crafts, you know, Geraldine Redcorn of the Caddo, she's going to be presenting her pots. Her pots are so fantastic. You can find one of her pots in the Oval Office with President Obama today. She is that well-renowned. And also Phil Cross of the Caddo, and he hand-makes his bows, and they are beautiful.
Well, now there's going to be a lot of other crafting sessions, as there always are. Can you kind of fill us in on the broader view of some of those?
Oh, you bet. You know, from Barbara Franklin's African American dolls to custom knives. You know, some of our new people this year, Trish Ransom with Debris Art, which is really cool. Tunica Biloxi beadwork, China berry necklaces, of course, alligator jewelry. So you've got just a tremendous variety. Dulcimers, you know, handmade fiddles, pine needle baskets, plantation toys, whittling. And these, you know, the important thing to remember is, because this year we have, oh, heck, the last time I counted, I think it was 41 craftspeople coming and joining us this year. They will sell their crafts to you, but really what they're there for is to share.
Yeah, and demonstrate their crafts work and their artistry. Yeah.
And they're working on their crafts when you come in.
Right, exactly.
It's a workshop, and so you're able to talk about and engage with them, and they'll tell you about the history and the traditions of the importance of that craft, because they picked it up, not from a kit online. They picked it up from people before them that taught them face-to-face, by hand, in the traditional manner. And that line, that traditional keeping things along, passing it on, that's important.
Going back to the very first educational art form, which was word of mouth.
Exactly. You know, when you pick up a cookbook and you read, that is so helpful. But you know, when your mother teaches you,
yeah,
She can add things that a cookbook cannot add. And the recipes also, because, you know, yeah. there are things that each family has.
Right,
exactly. And so that transmission, you know, as people pass it from father to son, from mother to daughter, that is important. We need to keep that alive. And that's what this festival helps to do.
Yeah. Now, another thing that is always a part of the festival every year is music. And you have a whole host of great yes. artists that are going to be playing. Can you give us some highlights for that?
You know, we have three stages of music. We're open from 4:30 on Friday, July 18th, until about 10:45. And then 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. or so, we've got music all day long. With the Louisiana State Fiddle Championship, fiddlers out there, come join us. That's going to be from 1 to 4, and if you can get there by noon, we sure would love to have you play with us. But also, we've got Bluegrass with Grassfire, the Back Porch Bands, Cameron Dupuy and the Cajun Troubadours. This kid is 15 years old, and he can play like you wouldn't believe. I like these young performers that have something to prove, because they go out and they prove it.
Right.
This culture is kept alive. Line Dancing with Catrice LaCour, Don Fontenot, Corey Ledé at his Zydeco Band, Celtic with Smithfield Fair, Bonsoir Catan. You know, this is a tremendous variety of the kinds of music that keeps Louisiana vibrant today.
And every year you have a lot of people who actually help you out with this, sponsors, businesses, and organizations. Can you give us some highlights of some of those organizations that are helping you put this on this year?
You know, without them, we couldn't make the festival happen. We would close our doors if it weren't for the National Endowment for the Arts, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation Incorporated, you know, the Natchitoches Convention and Visitors Bureau, the Cane River National Heritage Area Incorporated, the Shreveport Regional Arts Council, local folks right up here in Shreveport, the Natchitoches Historic District Development Commission, and of course the Tricentennial Natchitoches right. Commission. They're certainly helping us out. And, you know, also we've got you know, folks like Natchitoches Attorney Desiree Dias. You know, she's a great contributor. Clico, you know, Citibank. So many people have come out of the woodwork to help us out, and without them, we wouldn't be able to continue.
Yeah.
Our donors are what keep us alive.
Absolutely. And Audrey, you've been going to this festival for quite a few years. What is your favorite part of the festival? What is it that gets you excited each year about this?
The Kids Fest.
The Kids Fest. Can you tell us about the Kids Fest?
Well, we make crafts and play games.
What else do you like to do while you're there?
Dance.
You know, I need to give a shout out to the National Park Service. They're helping us out. You know, Fort St. John Baptiste is going to come out, and they're going to have a tent. They're going to have duels outside. It's going to be fantastic. And they're also helping us out, you know, with because, you know, they're sponsoring the Cattle Culture Club.
Yeah.
So, you know, the National Park Service is. So we are so grateful to so many people. And, you know, the festival is family friendly.
Yeah.
Alcohol free, you know, it's inside, air conditioned. The Fiddle Championship is in McGale. The rest of the festival is in Prather. It's just a fantastic place for people to learn about Natchitoches culture.
And how do folks go about getting tickets for this year's festival?
Give us a call at 318-357-4332. Or, you know, if you put Louisiana Folk Life Center or Natchitoches NSU Folk Festival into any web browser, you're going to get us. You know, our schedule's right online, our newsletter, in our website. We've got Facebook. Louisiana Folk Life Center. Put that into Facebook and you'll get us. And, you know, in advance, tickets are $11 for all yeah. events for 2 days. But, you know, if you show up at the festival, it's still so cheap. Kids 12 and under are free. And for adults, it's $8 all day Saturday, which is cheap. I'll tell you, for what you're going to find at the festival, for the kinds of family-friendly, tremendous entertainment and opportunities and educational edification, you can't beat it.
So do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with the people?
Sure, you bet. We would love to see fiddlers come out and show us what you can do. Show the people in Natchitoches. I know they're out there. I know they play. Some of them have never played in public before. Please come out and show us what you have, because we are eager to see your talent. And join that accordion workshop. Bring your own accordion. Give us a call and reserve your space. That's going to fill up fast. So bring your own accordion and join us at that. You know, this is one of those opportunities that you can find genuine folk culture in so many cultures all in one place, that you don't want to pass this up. This is going to be a weekend to remember.
Yeah. Well, Shane, I want to thank you for dropping by today. And Audrey, I want to thank you for dropping by today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was Shane Rasmussen along with his daughter, Audrey. And Shane is the director of the Louisiana Folk Life Center and an assistant professor at Northwestern State University, professor of English. He joined me today to talk about the 35th annual Louisiana Folk Festival taking place this Friday and Saturday, July 18th and 19th, in the Prather Coliseum on the campus of Northwestern State University in Natchitoches. You can learn more about this festival by going to louisianafolklife.nsula.edu, or you can call 318-357-4332. You can also go to our website for links at redriverradio.org. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
That your daddy loves you so, ooh, love me, yes, love me, baby, love me.